Today on this All Saints Day, I just want to reflect on what it is to be a saint. And I like to think of two different kinds of saints, but in the end, they're all the same. One kind of saint is maybe the kind that we think immediately of when we think of the saints, and those are the canonized kind of saints, the ones with the capital S, like St. Francis of Assisi, or St. John Paul II, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Mary, St. Joseph. So these are simply the saints that the church tells us are in heaven, the people that the church has put on the official list. But to be a saint simply means to be in heaven. So even though there are probably a few thousand canonized saints, undoubtedly there are many, many thousands or millions of non-canonized saints who are in heaven, and we don't know who they are, but they're no less saints. We can think of them as lowercase s saints, but if someone's in heaven, they're a saint. Because to be a saint simply means to be holy. And to be in heaven means to be perfectly holy. And this is true for everyone who's in heaven. We can't go to heaven if we aren't perfectly holy. So this is why we have to be grateful for purgatory. Because when I die, I'm not perfectly holy now. I'm doubtful that I will be perfectly holy at the time of my death. I'm going to need a place where God can cleanse me and purify me of all the stuff in my heart that's incompatible with God, my bitterness, my resentment, my unforgiveness, my anger, my jealousies, my doubts. These are the things that would actually make heaven a miserable place if we carried them with us when we went into heaven. What a misery to think that I'd have to live for all eternity with the resentments that are in my heart. I don't want that. Heaven wouldn't be heaven if we went there with our hearts as they are. So the good news is that when we die, if we're going to heaven, then there's a time, a period of purification for us so that when we enter into heaven, we'll actually want to be there for eternity, because our hearts won't be weighed down or burdened by any of that stuff that made this life difficult or painful here on earth. So to be in heaven is to be a saint, perfectly holy, whether we're the canonized kind or, more likely for you and me, the non-canonized kind, but saints, all of us, there in heaven. Because to be a saint simply means to be holy, I think it's good for us to think about what holiness means, because we can have a little bit of an adverse reaction even to the word holy, because we think of somebody else is capable of holiness, but I'm not. Or we think that holiness is just something for the priest and the religious sisters to strive for, but the rest of us normal people, well, we just bump along and then one day hopefully crawl our way into heaven or purgatory. But the teaching of the church is so different from this, and this was especially emphasized at the Second Vatican Council, when the church said that there's a universal call to holiness, that it's not just for the priests and religious, but for every one of us, that we're called to become holy. This is something that Mother Teresa would say, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. She's one of the canonized kinds of saints. But she used to say that holiness is not the privilege of a few elevated souls in the church. Holiness is a simple duty for you and for me. It's not a privilege of a few. It's a duty for you and me, for everybody. So what is holiness? Is holiness being perfect? And the answer to that, thankfully, is no. To be holy is not to be perfect. I was actually reading this week, I've been reading this book on the writings of a man named Bruno Lanteri. He's an Italian who lived in the 18th century. He's not canonized yet. I think he will be someday. So right now, just a lowercase s, like the normal people in heaven. Someday I think he might be a capital S saint, a canonized one. But anyway, he was talking about holiness, and it really struck me. This is what he said. He said, "Holiness does not consist in never failing." What a relief. Holiness does not consist in never failing, but in rising immediately, recognizing our weakness, and asking God's forgiveness, and in doing this with peace of heart, without letting ourselves be troubled. Holiness does not consist in never failing, but instead in rising immediately. If we think that we're only going to be holy when we no longer fail, well, we're going to be waiting a long time for holiness. So thankfully, that's not what holiness is, not making any mistakes. But rather, what Bruno Lanteri and other saints tell us is that holiness means that when we fail, not if, but when we fail, that we simply rise again immediately, trusting in God's mercy, asking Him for forgiveness, and allowing Him to help us to begin again. Holiness consists of doing this every time we fail, which presumes that we're going to fail not once, not twice, but over and over again. I find this to be so reassuring because I fail over and over again. Sometimes when people come to confession, they say, "Father, I'm so embarrassed because I've confessed this so many times, but I keep doing it." But that's the enemy talking. He wants us to become discouraged. God doesn't want us to be discouraged, but rather He simply wants us, every time we fail, to come back to Him right away, confident in His mercy. We do this in two ways, actually. If we commit a serious sin, the church gives us a remedy for that, and that's the sacrament of reconciliation. And we shouldn't have any shame about going to the sacrament of reconciliation as often as we need to. I'm encouraged when someone shows up every week, or even more often. Why? Because they're just failing a lot, and they need that grace. So the sacrament of reconciliation is the way that we rise immediately when we've committed serious sin. But sometimes our sins aren't serious, they would be what we would call venial sins, or sins of lesser seriousness. And we don't have to go to confession to be forgiven of these sins. So what we can do as soon as we realize that we've failed again is we can simply say in our heart to God, "God, please forgive me. I did it again. I'm sorry. I need you so much. Look at how much I need you." And then in 10 minutes, when we fail again, we can simply say again in our hearts, "Lord, I'm sorry. I trust in your merciful love for me. Give me the grace that I need. Give me your strength." If we did that 20 times a day, 30 times a day, I think we would be a very holy person. Why? Because we're not relying on our own strength. We're not thinking that we can do anything without God's love and God's mercy, but rather we're simply going to Him every time, each and every time, repeatedly. So that's what Bruno Lanteri did, and I think he's going to be not just a lowercase s, but a capital S saint someday. And that's how we can become holy too. So today we can ask the Lord to please Please encourage us. It could be so discouraging when we're grappling with our weakness. And each one of us does, myself included. But the Lord doesn't want us to be discouraged. He never wants us to be discouraged. If we feel discouraged, it's not the Lord's voice that we're listening to. The Lord is simply inviting us to begin again with his help and his grace. And to begin again, not once a year, not once a month, not even once a day, multiple times a day, to begin again, to start over, confident in God's merciful love. As we meet Jesus today in this Mass, let's ask him to give us this grace of humility, this grace of confidence in his merciful love, that we would always come back to him again and again without allowing discouragement to set into our hearts. And let's ask for the intercession of the saints that through that perseverance in simply allowing the Lord to begin with us again, that we would become like them. Maybe not canonized, capital S saints, but surely lowercase s saints, which hopefully, please God, we all will be one day in heaven.